Eureka Springs School of the Arts hosted a 20th anniversary exhibit last Sunday featuring edible artworks and art cakes. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Frohlich was there, and she has this report about the festivities.
The incredible edible art show drew well over 100 hungry patrons to the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, a 55-acre campus with 7 teaching studios. Located at Inspiration Point in Northern Carroll County, local gnome maker Stephen Fielbach created a piece titled To Eat a Village, a take on It Takes a Village, containing fruity gnome characters. Eureka Springs School of the Arts Executive Director Kelly McDonough walks us through the edible exhibit.
Many may have seen Stephen's local gnomes around town.
Fielbach rescues abandoned garden gnomes, by the way, part of his Gnome Nation endeavor. McDonough points to another edible creation.
We have some apple roses springing forward for the next 20 years is the title of that one, and that's by Mary Springer, who is a founder of the school. We also have a beach bum, which really looks like you could stick your toes in that sand, but it's all edible with edible sand dollars, edible sand, and that's by Julie Hopp, who's our own program coordinator here at ESSA.
Popular Eureka caterer Jane Tucker created party food, popcorn bowls made of popcorn holding various flavored popcorns impossible to resist. She and her spouse, Danny Morris, are longtime supporters of this school. Jane Tucker also built an art cake among a half dozen submitted to celebrate the art school's 20th year, says Kelly McDonough.
My favorite is the edible fairy house here by Christy Braswell and her granddaughters, Addie and Carly. People are so creative with food, so we're just really excited. The hardest thing is to keep everybody from eating the art before the competition is judged, so we're working on that.
The Eureka Springs School of the Art, ESSA for short, traces back to Eureka's first art colony, which formed in the 1940s by noted Ozarks muralist Louis Friend and his spouse, jeweler Elsie Friend, who together established a summer art school. Two of ESSA's 3 founders, Mary Springer, a painter and metalsmith, and Doug Stowe, a woodworker and author, took a moment to reflect on the origins of this school, which emerged from the Eureka Springs Guild of Artists and Craftspeople, which Stowe first formed in 1977.
Doug and I wanted something that would cover the educational aspects, to include not just the artists, but the whole community. And so we talked about it. And after about 15 years, Doug looked at me and he looked at my gray hair and said, Mary, if we're going to do this, we better hurry up and do it. And that was 20 years ago.
You want to start something. It doesn't have to be big, but you do have to get started.
And we really never had an idea that it would be like this. A few months ago, sometime last year, Doug looked at me and he said, is this what you had in mind? And I said, no, I was talking about a small building where we could have classes.
Springer says ESSA now rivals prestigious institutions such as Penland School of Crafts in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina.
But we're starting to attract instructors now. We don't have to reach out as much as we used to. They want to teach here. They hear about, it's not just the school, it's about the place, you know, just the location of the place.
During the party, Stowe demonstrated woodworking techniques in the school's wood studio, and in an adjacent metal shop, blacksmith Bert Jones, an ESSA board member, demonstrated how to make wrought iron S-hooks at the forge. ESSA first opened in 1998 as a school without walls, classes held in local art and craft studios. The permanent campus was purchased a few years later along Highway 62, featuring 1 building and 1 acre of land. Today, the school's forested campus continues to grow and expand. ESSA director Kelly McDonough says this year, 70 instructors are teaching pottery, glass, calligraphy, metals, and jewelry, leather, sculpture, painting, drawing, and printmaking, textiles, wood, and more. Spring classes are underway, along with summer school enrollment.
People are coming from, yes, all over the country. Occasionally, yes, from other countries. Many of our students are from this region, which, what a wonderful and special thing that this region has this asset. This is an unusual thing. Not every community has access to this kind of facilities and this kind of a school. There's only a handful of places like this across the whole country.
Support comes from tuition fees, donations, scholarship fundraisers like this one, and grants primarily from the Wingate Foundation, which has partnered with ESSA on a new initiative called A-Plus Schools.
They teach teachers to incorporate the arts in their existing curriculums so that the arts are integrated in education, which we feel like is so very, very important, especially these days, to be able to do that. We're going to be hosting their organization in the fall for a Train the Trainer here. We also are partnering with other organizations always, but for the most part, when it comes to the day-to-day on the ground, it is really this large community of people here locally and regionally who just have put so much heart and energy and funding into the school.
The public is welcome to stroll the Eureka Springs School of the Arts campus. A stroll schedule and catalog of classes can be found on essa-art.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can find links to this and many other stories and interviews that we have on Ozarks at Large at ozarksatlarge.com or KUAF.com. And you can also find out much more about the Eureka Springs School of the Arts at their website, essa-art.org. That's ESSA, essa-art.org.